Leviticus 23, 24, and 25 says, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord." The Feast of Trumpets is the first of the fall feasts of the Lord for Israel. Today it is more widely known as Rosh Hashanah. The Feast of Trumpets was never known as Rosh Hashanah in the Bible because the Feast of Trumpets was not ever supposed to be the first day of the year or New Year's Day in Israel. The first day of the month of Nisan, also called Abib, is commanded to be the new year in Israel according to God in the Bible. Rosh Hashanah means head of the year. It's the Hebrew equivalent of New Year's Day. It's fitting that those who reject Jesus as Messiah are now involved in a completely unbiblical, counterfeit version of Judaism and don't observe the true New Year's Day given to them in Scripture. In the Bible, the Feast of Trumpets was in the seventh month of Tishrei and was basically a high Sabbath, which is an additional type of Sabbath when it lands on any other day than the seventh day, or what we would call Saturday. The Feast of Trumpets would signify the beginning of the fall feasts, or holiday season as we would call it. Sort of like the way our Thanksgiving Day in late November signifies the beginning of our holiday season, which includes Thanksgiving, Christmas, and our own New Year Day here in America. It has been pointed out that just as God made the seventh day a weekly Sabbath, most of us are familiar with the fact that every seventh year was a sabbatical year, and after seven of these seven-year sabbatical years, there was a jubilee year. But lost in the mix is the fact that every seventh month of every year began with a special Sabbath day as well, the Feast of Trumpets. We believe that the Feast of Trumpets prophetically speaks of the coming tribulation, with its seven trumpet judgments, by the way, and the return of Jesus Christ at the end of Daniel's 70th week, as the Feast of Trumpets happens after a long interval following Pentecost. That interval between Pentecost and trumpets pictures the church age. But we urge you to reject any efforts to make this about the rapture. It's not tied in to the rapture. It's not about the church. It's about Israel. The Feast of the Lord for Israel have nothing to do with the church. But with all of that said, it's important for Bible believers to understand that what the Jews are practicing today and calling Rosh Hashanah has little to do with the biblical Feast of Trumpets. Jews who believe in Jesus are no longer under Mosaic law, or the feasts given in Leviticus 23 under Mosaic law. Jesus is the prophetic fulfillment of these feasts, and when you see so-called Messianic Jews pretending to keep these feasts, just remember that's exactly what they're doing, pretending. And when you see unbelieving Jews who reject Jesus as Messiah observing Rosh Hashanah, they too are just pretending. The Feast of Trumpets requires more than blowing trumpets and taking a day off. As Leviticus 23:25 says, "But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord." That was required to be done at the temple in Jerusalem. A requirement, not an option. There is no temple. Why? Because the Jews of Jesus' day rejected and killed him. And all the Christ-rejecting Jews, like all Christ-rejecting Gentiles, are enemies of God and of the cross. God destroyed the temple because it served its purpose in pointing from the animal blood sacrifice to the blood sacrifice of God's only begotten Son, the Messiah of Israel, on the cross at Calvary, located on Mount Moriah next to the temple. You say, well, they can't offer an offering at the temple, so they're just making do. But that's the whole point. The efforts to make do are nothing but wicked rebellion against God. So, as you see this facade called Rosh Hashanah each year around September, it should remind you to pray for a lost, spiritually blind nation in Israel and among the Jews in general around the globe. We don't hate Israel. We love them enough to tell them the truth by preaching his death, burial, and resurrection to the Jews and the Gentiles, and to pray for individual Jews and Gentiles to repent toward God with faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Go and do thou likewise.